Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If ever there were a story with a plot that thickens, it's the one being told about sexual abuse in the Chicago public schools. Children being harassed and kissed and fondled and even raped by their teachers and coaches. One child raped by her coach 40 times. Children betrayed, says the Chicago Tribune, in a series of reports teeming with specifics about sexual abuse, confirmed by the newspaper, not denied by the schools. Teachers suspected of abuse not being monitored, abuses that school administrators knew about and now are known to have covered it up, dismissing pedophile teachers and not reporting it, allowing convicted felons to escape Chicago for teaching jobs in other places. The stories are horrifying. The CEO of the schools is disgusted. The president of the Board of Education is outraged. Mayor Emanuel is apologetic. The good teachers are devastated. The students are frightened. Their parents are furious. So now what? Well, we know what. The schools have launched an investigation, conducting a, quote, top-to-bottom review of policies and practices for handling allegations of sexual abuse. The lawmakers in the City Council and the General Assembly are calling for hearings to, quote, find out how we got here. And, of course, to issue reports at, quote, whatever the cost. Thing is, the Chicago Tribune already has issued reports that school officials can read for free, and to spend that whatever the cost to change how we got here. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.